This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We're spending the whole show today in San Francisco's Portola District in the southeast part of the city. That's where University Mound Reservoir is. If you've driven past it, you may have noticed a stately brick building with a wraparound driveway and towering white pillars. It's hard to miss with its gone with the wind looks. It's now Age Song University and has an elder care legacy dating back more than 130 years. KLW's Beatrice Thomas takes us inside the historic building.
It's Friday at 2 p.m., and the lobby of Age Song University in the Portola District is quite the scene. There's a groovy singer in a red Western snap shirt, earnestly delivering light rock radio hits. A catering table is set up with snacks, and there's even a wine guy. 40-plus seniors in and out of wheelchairs socialize in groups of twos and fours. We have entered happy hour at the senior home, y'all, and these seniors are lit.
So what's going on here right now?
We're having a party. You can't tell?
Joanne Bedard lived at another Age Song facility in Hayes Valley for nearly 20 years before moving to this campus a few years ago.
The other place was changing hands, and I wanted to stay with Dr. Nader, who is the starter and originator of Age Song. And this is Age Song University.
But Age Song University is only one of the identities in this building's long history of providing a place to live for seniors. When it first started over 130 years ago, it was known as the Lick Old Ladies Home. That's right. You heard me. The Lick Old Ladies Home. It was named after one of San Francisco's wealthiest men, James Lick.
In this part of the city, there was the Islaus Creek, and that was a broad marshland that was a great food source. Those marshlands were rich with clams, and the marshlands came all the way up to Bayshore.
That's historian Kate Connell. She's been living in and studying the history of the Portola District for 20 years. In the late 1800s, Mr. Lick was getting on in age, and he was looking for ways to distribute his considerable fortune upon his death. He decided to donate a hefty sum to establish a nonprofit residence for aging women of limited means in the clam-rich lands of the Portola District.
So we think of Lick Old Ladies Home, or what is now Age Song University, as one of the edge institutions in this part of the city. So in other words, institutions for the frail and elderly were built at the very far outskirts of San Francisco.
A few years after opening, the home's directors decided to change the name from Lick Old Ladies Home to University Mound Ladies Home. Because, well, you can imagine why. For decades, residents worked alongside the staff, tending the gardens and livestock that would provide that night's dinner. You know, farm-to-table style. This home attracted all kinds of women. Stenographers, former Rosie the Riveters, actresses, widows, and spinsters. In 2010, the home started accepting a new kind of resident.
I was one of the first men here because of the law that a nonprofit, see, it was a nonprofit organization, had to bring in men to be equal and fair.
That's resident Bruce Bean. He still lives at the home today. When Bean arrived, University Mound was in the midst of some major financial problems. Every single person who lived at the home received subsidized rent. It was one of the few elder care sites in San Francisco for low-income seniors. Subsidized care, plus the rising cost of living in San Francisco, exhausted the home's financial resources. Even when elder care provider chain Age Song University stepped in to manage the home in 2013, it didn't solve the problems.
Since the beginning of the mission of this home, the ability to generate enough revenue from the resident fees was not adequate to cover the operating costs.
Bill Brinkman, University Mound's interim executive director, spoke to ABC7 in 2014 after the board of directors decided to sell the building. They didn't see a viable financial future for the home. Residents received eviction notices. They were given 60 days to find new places to live.
Oh, at that time, I had my wheelchair. And some of us actually went down to City Hall and protested.
That's University Mound resident Bruce Bean again.
A lot of the people defected, but there was a hardcore group that weren't moving or didn't want to move anyway.
The home's occupancy dropped from 75 to just 20 dedicated residents. Bean says he stayed because...
Well, you must understand, when you get a group of people together and they see each other for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the dining room, and then meet together when they had activities and things, you get kind of a little group.
In the end, the residents were allowed to stay. Age Song bought the building, and University Mound officially became Age Song University. The small group of remaining residents, like Bruce, continue to receive subsidized care. And now, the home's occupancy is back up to 75, with plans to increase to 120 in the coming years. Back in the Age Song lobby, happy hour is winding down. Joanne Bedard laughs with her best friend, Teresa. They both have big smiles on their faces.
You know, I've been here forever, and I plan to stay forever. As long as she can keep my spirits up.
Something tells me that Friday happy hours will be keeping spirits up for years to come. Kicking it with seniors in San Francisco's Portola District, for Cross Currents, I'm Beatrice L. Thomas.